John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
102.5 The Game and ESPN 94.9 is your exclusive home for the 2020 Masters Tournament. Tune in to 102.5 The Game for leaderboard updates tomorrow and Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, ESPN 94.9 will broadcast the Masters live both days. It's all brought to you by Music City Golf Store in Belle Meade for all your golfing needs. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Vanderbilt head football coach Derek Mason. So looking forward to getting into that conversation with him. A lot to get to, a tough loss on Saturday to Mississippi State. And also, as we mentioned to open up the show, bad stuff happening right now in the SEC with COVID-19 outbreaks. Texas A&M and Tennessee had their game on Saturday postponed. It will now be played on December 12th. Alabama and LSU postponed as well, which, by the way, like speaking of the Masters, it was supposed to be like on CBS, a day full of the Masters leading into Alabama and LSU that night. That's a tough break there for CBS.
Yeah, so this is the first college football Saturday CBS has no SEC game since during college football season. Since when?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I'm going to try to look it up right now. But long time.
Long time. Not a good look for CBS because, I mean, what can you do? How do you adjust at that point?
Well, at least they have the Masters.
That's true. Just go deeper into that Masters coverage.
Yeah.
It's just a mess right now in the SEC. Joe, what did you make of Vanderbilt's performance against Mississippi State on Saturday? A closer game than we've seen the last few weeks. They're in it right until the end, but just don't have enough to get it done at the end, losing by a touchdown to Mississippi State.
Well, they were way better than Mississippi State. They dominated Mississippi State. They outgained Mississippi State 478 to 204.
Yep.
So basically, you know, this was a turnover game. I believe it's four turnovers. Ken Seals threw a couple tough picks in that game. Freshman quarterback, and you're going to have those situations. But once the start was really bad and once they – figured it out, they had that offense pegged, and they, you know, did whatever they wanted to on offense too. So that was definitely an opportunity. It was right there for them.
And Keon Henry Brooks, big game, 20 carries, 115 yards, another 11 catches and 97 yards in addition to that. So a big game for him as well. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason here on Robbie and Rex Road. Derek, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, doing well this morning. Got through a round of testing and getting ready to get back on the practice field this morning.
Absolutely. So Derek, obviously a tough loss against Mississippi State on Saturday. Now that you've had a chance to watch the film and review what happened, what were your takeaways from that game?
You know, for us, slow start defensively, turnovers in that ball game. You know, we're definitely in a difference maker. The opportunity, like for us, or the missed opportunities for us defensively to cash in, because we had our hands on three balls and came up with none. And so the difference in that ball game was really turnovers and missed opportunities. And that's something that, you know, like this team is working to get better at. You know, we're forward facing as we get ready to go to Kentucky. But like for us, a lot of information in that game. I thought our kids competed. They played hard, but that's not enough. You got to execute.
Is there confidence that comes out of that game, though, Derek? Even though, like you said, you know, the turnovers end up costing you, but I mean, you outgain an opponent 478-204, do a lot of good things on both sides of the ball. Do you feel like the guys feel better based on that performance moving forward?
The guys want to win, is there some confidence that comes out of that game with the ability that we can, you know, get off the field defensively. You know, can we be physical? Absolutely. Offensively, can we move the ball? Yes. Special teams, can we make an extra point? Absolutely. But you know, it's the lack of consistency across the board of being able to finish in all areas that sort of slowed us down. You know, on Saturdays, man, you're trying to play one opponent and not two. and you know we're working and we're getting better at trying to eliminate, you know, like the second opponent, which is ourselves. So if we can do that, we'll find ourselves moving exactly where we want to go.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Derek, I want to ask you about Keon Henry Brooks and just the emergence and the improvement that you've seen out of him this year. 115 yards on the ground on Saturday, added 11 receptions in the passing game for 97 yards as well. Just about as much as you can ask for from a running back in terms of production. What have you seen out of him so far this year?
You know, he's been a workhorse. I mean, he's had to be able to, you know, step up, you know, like in the midst of different guys, you know, not being available. You know, it was unfortunate that Jamar got hurt, you know, early. But the one thing about Keon, he's always been able to, you know, find a way to make an impact. You know, he's a gifted runner with great vision. He's got tremendous hands. He loves to compete, and that's really who he is. So we're glad that we have him. He's only going to get better. But it's like anything else. He wants to win. So he's going to give you everything he's got every day, and that's what I appreciate about him. And as he comes to practice, he wants to be better, and that's what his focus is.
So at that position moving forward here, Derek, is Marlowe still out for this week? And then what about Wakefield? And then what about what you're also getting from Rocco Griffin right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, Rocco's getting valuable, you know, in playing time. Javion Marlowe, will be back, you know, sometime in the next couple of weeks. So we'll just stay tuned for that. But, you know, Mitchell Pryor, who's actually done exceptionally well. Man, we haven't given Mitchell the ball as much this year, but every time we've given him the ball, you know, he's done something with it. So, I mean, I feel good about where we're at. Jamari, is week to week, obviously, just going through rehab protocols, just trying to make sure that we can, you know, get him back when he's ready. But much like anything else, you know, we're gonna go with the next man up mentality. Everybody's working hard to be better, and what we got to do is, you know, show up on Saturday versus Kentucky and play our best ball game.
Derek, obviously a crazy week so far in the SEC. Three games have been postponed so far this week. And something that you're familiar with in this process as well. What have conversations been like with the league this year in trying to handle all of this and trying to handle some factors that at least to some degree are out of your control?
Yeah, like we post our numbers every week to the league. You know, really, I try not to talk to the league much. I mean, to be honest, I'm just trying to, deal with the things I deal with here every day. We send in our paperwork early in the week. We keep them updated as to, you know, where we're sitting. You know, every week we're a test away from not being able to play. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, I think our student athletes are doing a great job. You know, in this space, we continue to educate on, you know, what we need to do in our space. And as the virus or as the pandemic has gotten bigger, you know, across the country, there's even more awareness about, you know, what we need to do and how we need to be vigilant about just procedures and protocols for staying safe.
So you mentioned the testing at the beginning, Derek. So testing is going well for you guys this week then?
Yeah, hey, you know, got through a Sunday test, got through a Tuesday test. But, you know, I mean, what a lot of people are starting to understand, it's Sunday, it's Tuesday, it's Thursday, and then you got to be careful that somebody doesn't wake up asymptomatic on a Saturday. So it's a fight every day to know and understand where you sit. You know, you test on Tuesday, but don't get the results till Wednesday morning. So I think, you know, in this, you know, every day you're just working to – see if you can get through the day, and, you know, there's nothing consistent about it. So what you're trying to do is make sure, man, that you can keep your guys focused on task at hand and, you know, making sure we put in good work today.
And Kentucky, three assistant coaches at this point are out, I guess, for this game. How do you feel? I know it's fluid, but how do you feel at this point about the game happening?
Yeah, like the game's going to happen. I mean, unless they tell me something different. Today. I mean, they got enough players. I think it goes back to the contact tracing. I mean, in this spot, you know, like it's hard to believe, man, but that it just winds up being coaches, because coaches are around players. And I know for us, when we've been hit, it's been coaches and players. But Kentucky's done a really good job in just being able to stay healthy throughout, you know, all of this. So sometimes these anomalies happen. So they are well coached, man. They got good players. Coach Stoops, you know, fortunately for him, he's not a positive. So if that's the case, he can coach that group. He knows what he's doing.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Derek, last thing for you here. As you look at the matchup against Kentucky, what's the key to victory for you guys on Saturday?
You know, we've got to match their physicality. We've got to play a 60-minute ball game. You know, we've got to take care of the football, especially going on the road. And, you know, in doing so, when you give yourself a chance. We know they're going to possess, like, the ball with their ball control offense, and their defense is pretty stout. So the biggest thing for us is, you know, getting turnovers and not turning the ball over.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Derek, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
All right, thank you. Take care. Let's anchor down.
Absolutely. Going to be an interesting matchup for Vanderbilt against Kentucky on Saturday, and interesting to kind of hear him talk about the process here of we've seen it with the outbreak in the SEC this week, like the testing on Sunday and Tuesday and then again on Thursday. So much can change on a daily basis in the SEC. It's pretty incredible to think about the kind of week they're having as a league right now.
And like he said, I mean, it is kind of weird, you know, when you have just coaches who have it. But, I mean, it can be all, coaches and players, just coaches, just players. But as of now, it looks like this is one of the few SEC games that's proceeding, and it's still affected by COVID. I mean, is there an SEC game this week that's not affected at all by COVID?
Doesn't look like it. I mean,
it's everywhere.
Let's think about it. Texas A&M, Tennessee has been postponed. Auburn, Mississippi State's been postponed. Alabama and LSU has been postponed. And then right now, Florida, Arkansas still on, but Sam Pittman has tested positive.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a pretty crazy week right now. And it's not just the SEC. Like, this is happening all throughout college football. But, you know, the SEC largely has been, I mean, unaffected is not the right word, but they've been able to navigate through it, and now they're running into a situation where it could start to create some problems very quickly.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit more on the other side of the break. How worried are we about the SEC not being able to complete a full season? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.